I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Be Still Enough to Be Filled. There are moments in life when we try to keep going, keep giving, keep serving, but deep down, we're really running on empty. We pour into others, we carry burdens, we show up again and again, but somewhere along the way, we forget to stop and receive. God never asked us to live that way. In fact, Scripture invites us to do something radically different. It says in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Stillness is not weakness. It's not laziness. It's trust. It's choosing to pause long enough to remember who God is and who we are in Him. Sometimes we think love is something we must manufacture, that if we just try harder, serve more, push through the exhaustion, we'll finally become the people God wants us to be. But the truth is, we cannot give what we have not received. The Apostle John reminds us we love because he first loved us. That's 1 John 4:19. Love does not start with us, it starts with God. And if we don't stop long enough to let his love reach us, fill us, and restore us, we'll always be operating from a place of lack. Jesus himself modeled this. In the middle of the crowds, needs, and constant demands, he stepped away. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. It says in Luke 5:16, the Son of God needed to withdraw. What makes us think we don't? There is a sacred rhythm to life with God. Receive, then give, be filled, then pour out, rest, then go. Jesus extends this invitation to every weary heart. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, Matthew 11:28. Notice he doesn't say, come to me when you've got it all together. He says, come to me when you're tired. Because it is that place we finally stop striving, that we actually experience his love. And that love is not shallow. It is not temporary. It is deep, restoring, and complete. That you being rooted and established in love may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. That's Ephesians 3:17 and 18. God's love doesn't just touch the surface. It heals what's broken, strengthens what's weak, and fills what's empty. And when that happens, something changes. We begin to love differently, not out of obligation, not out of exhaustion, but out of overflow. Instead of running dry, we become a vessel that keeps being filled and poured out again. Jesus said this way, whoever believes in me, rivers of living water will flow out of them. That's John 7:38. Rivers don't flow from empty places. They flow from sources that are continually supplied. So if you find yourself weary today, if you feel stretched thin, emotionally drained, or spiritually dry, maybe the answer isn't just try harder. Maybe the answer is to stop, to sit in his presence, to be still, to let the love of God wrap around you, hold you, restore you. Because when you are made whole in his love, you do not have to force yourself to love others. It becomes the natural response of a heart that has been filled. So today, give yourself permission to pause, let God love you, and from that place, go and love the world. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.